This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Back goes Mahomes. He's rushing. He's looking. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is DeGene. And DeGene is in for a touchdown.
Happy birthday, Cooper DeGene.
Cooper DeGene with a pick for a touchdown.
Exciting whites all over the place. Merrill Reese on Eagles Radio. They call the secondary, everybody. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. I'm here in New York. Perloff is in New Orleans soaking in all of the Eagles' glory, and that Cooper DeGene pick six was certainly something. And just to put a little context around that, that was just one of three turnovers that the Eagles forced on Patrick Mahomes. It was two interceptions and one fumble, and that, according to Stats Inc., that is the most that Patrick Mahomes has had since he became a starter in the league in a playoff game.
And the most sacks since he's been in the league too, right?
Most sacks. It was a full just domination by your Eagles defense, Perloff. I have to imagine, I mean, you knew the defense was good. They're the number one ranked defense in the NFL. But did even you think they were going to play this well against the master and Mahomes?
No idea. I know they were number one defense, but I didn't think of them like the Legion of Boom Seattle Seahawks, and that's a Super Bowl that kept coming to my mind. Remember when they beat up Denver in the Meadowlands? I actually was having a debate with somebody which was a more dominant defensive performance, and I don't think you could say that this was any less dominant than this. Was it possibly the greatest defensive half we've seen in the Super Bowl when they were shutting him out? I know there have been other shutouts. 85 Bears is similar, but it's right there. It's on the Mount Rushmore of Super Bowl defensive performances. And the fact that it was against Mahomes, I think, makes it even greater than some of those. They weren't beating up Tony Eason or, well, Peyton Manning's pretty good. So Seattle's still up there as well.
Yeah, so as far as halftime leads, this was the second largest halftime margin that we've ever seen in the Super Bowl era. But the only other shutout, it was 24-0 was your score last night at halftime, our score for Super Bowl 59. The only other shutout at halftime, 1982, but the 81 season, San Francisco is up 20-0 over Cincinnati. Even those 85 Bears, Pearl. The New England Patriots actually had 3 points at halftime. So that was not a shutout, even though the game ended up being, you know, so lopsided.
Was the greatest lead 28-3, Atlanta over New England?
That one didn't even make the list because that wasn't actually the halftime lead. That was later in the third quarter lead. And it doesn't even make the list.
Oh.
The top five, let's see, I got it right here. Come on back. Yeah, it was the largest lead ever, 1988-1987 season. Washington was up 35-10 over Denver. And then last night was the second biggest lead, halftime, 24-0.
28-3 was not halftime?
No.
You're right, but I feel like my mind made that the halftime score.
No, it was not the halftime score. But last night, just, I mean, from all angles, that Philadelphia defense was fantastic. And we mentioned the three turnovers, how dominant the defensive line, which, by the way, remember they like had the flu or something like I did? Oh. They looked totally healthy. It was the Chiefs, in fact, who looked like they were a step slow, like they didn't have the juice. They came out like this was some regular season game when they were on the doorstep of history, and then the Eagles end up making history right in their faces.
Well, can we talk about that flu issue, Maggie?
What's that?
Can we talk about the flu issue?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that you got mad at me last week because I said I was rooting against my coworkers' teams.
Yes.
But I was just rooting. I wasn't actively spreading germs to the players who were about to play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
So fortunately for you, I hope you were pulling for the Eagles because you shook Lane Johnson's hand with your sick paws.
My infected flu hands. It was just like crawling with germs. Obviously, if you guys were listening to Friday's show, Thursday afternoon, I ended up coming down with a horrible flu. Of course, everyone thought that I was like in a gutter in Bourbon Street. I mean, I didn't have one drink the entire week. That's not really my style. But I just got hit with a crazy flu, and there were some other things that happened making my way home. And I did shake Lane Johnson's hand, but Perloff, that was on Tuesday. That was before my symptoms set in.
Well, whatever. Also, you were in close proximity of Saquon with those size 9 feet of yours. What if you had stepped on his toe and Saquon would have been out? You were a menace to Philadelphia Eagles. Next year, I actually talked to the NFL and I said, make sure Maggie Gray does not stay in the Eagles hotel if they make the Super Bowl.
Listen.
Because you were after them. Admit it.
You know what? You are so lucky that when EJ and I were walking into the hotel lobby because we were staying in the same hotel as the Eagles, as Perloff just mentioned, you're so lucky that EJ and I were so wrapped up in conversation about tomorrow's show that we didn't even notice that Saquon Barkley walked by us, because I would have extended the hand.
Oh,
I'm a handshaker. We talked about this.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I almost said something to Big Dom halfway through the week. I'm like, what's that Maggie character? She's after the team. She doesn't want me to be too arrogant next week.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine if I tripped Saquon Barkley with my gigantic feet. I would never forgive myself. I mean, I could be on the other side of the lobby. This Hilton took up a city block, and somehow I think my feet could have gotten tangled up with Saquon.
Do you remember back in the day, there's been great Super Bowl controversies through the years. Irving Fryer cut his hand, said he was cutting a bagel. Mm-hmm. Barrett Robbins disappears. Radio host steps on Saquon Barkley's foot and puts him in the hospital. That would have been the greatest Super Bowl scandal of all time.
Hey, by the way, everyone poo-pooed it. And I said over a decade ago, I stayed in the same hotel when the Super Bowl was in New Orleans and the Ravens stayed in that hotel when they played the 49ers and the Ravens won. I said, I think there's something lucky about that Hilton.
Not everybody poo-pooed it. Our super gambler Uber driver, who's like, I've been betting for 32 years, said, that means nothing. Remember that guy?
Yeah, he and I'd wrong. Like to find you, sir.
No, I'm going to call an Uber right now just so you can trash talk that dude. Because you had several valid points. I mean, most of them were about the color of the Gatorade and things like that.
855-212-4227. So how much blame does Patrick Mahomes get for last night's performance? In my opinion, Perloff, a lot. A lot. A couple reasons. Number one, the interceptions were unforgivable of someone of his caliber. You know, he knows better. And even he said so after, he's got to throw those balls away. He's trying to make something happen. He's trying to get erase a 14-point deficit in one play, and it's not going to work, or a 10-point deficit in one play. He's got to know better that he can't get rattled like that. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, and he looked like he was just any old guy out there. And the credit the Eagles defense for it. But then on the flip side of this, like you mentioned how much this echoed the Tampa Bay Super Bowl, where Mahomes didn't have anywhere to go. He was so much younger and greener in that Super Bowl. This is a guy who's a seasoned veteran who's actually been there. Like, I know he didn't have anywhere to go. I know that the Eagles defense made them look like mortals, but Mahomes didn't help himself. And if we're talking about the uppest, highest echelon, the Mount Everest of, you know, like monikers that we're giving you, greatest, if we're putting you up there with Brady and Montana, you've got to be better.
I disagree. I vehemently disagree, because this is a team sport to its core. And to separate Mahomes from everybody else, You're right. He got desperate times, man. He had to try and make plays. What was he going to do? Just chip down the field or hand the ball off? You have to at least go for it, at least try to get back in the game. And the second interception, that was a crazy catch. So I'm not going to kill him for that. It reminded me, and I know it was 5 years ago or whatever, the Tampa Bay Super Bowl, and he was younger, but it looked exactly the same. He was still trying to run around and make plays. Can I ask you another question? I got a text from our good friend, Dr. Rock Positano, during the game. And he said, I'm watching the way Mahomes is moving horizontally, and he does not look perfectly right. Is there a chance that Mahomes is slightly injured? I know he was able to run straight forward, but his movement didn't look nearly as smooth as I've seen him in the past. It looked like he was having trouble avoiding Eagles, like when he had avoided Bills easily. He moved around the pocket so easily in the past, it felt like he wasn't super comfortable. Is it that because the Eagles were all over the place, or was maybe, is it possible we're going to find out he was nicked up a little bit?
You know, I don't know, because we usually Mahomes, when he's hurt, like he's visibly limping, you know, and he'll still play well despite all that. There was some video that was going around social media last night about Mahomes taking a pretty big fall sideways and hitting his head against the turf. I don't know if you saw that. That was in the first quarter, and so some people were wondering, like, man, why didn't the independent neuroscientist come in and at least take a look at it? Seemed to smack his head pretty hard off the side. So, listen, maybe we'll find out something later on, but for now, this is all Eagles. Let's go to the phones, 855-212-4227. Jared's in Boise. Hey, Jared, how you doing?
What's going on, guys? It's a beautiful morning here in Boise where our boy Kellen Moore took care of business. Oh, my goodness. My family was so happy. Half of us had Kellen Moore jerseys on. The other half had Genty jerseys, and we were pretty happy last night. First of all, that penalty at the beginning of the game, I think collectively America kind of rolled their eyes to the back of their head. But especially here in Boise, we were mad. Because that play on fourth down is specifically a Kellen Moore trademark at Boise State. I can't tell you how many times he's done that exact play to Austin Pettis or Titus Young. But anyway, like, I think what won this game was just that Eagles defense. As much as I love Kellen and Jalen Hurts, they played a crazy good game. That defensive line just controlled the game, and I don't think Mahomes just had much of a choice but to make these crazy throws, like where you're just like, what is this Mahomes that I'm watching? If you also, I do have to say Mahomes has to take the majority of the credit, just because.
You mean the blame? I mean,
the Chiefs defense held Saquon under 60 yards. If you told me that going into this game, I would have thought the Chiefs won 37-10.
You know what, Jared? It's a good point. I mean, they understood the assignment, the defensive line. Even with Chris Jones getting banged up in the game, he was getting his neck work on after the tush push. Pearl, I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
In the stadium, and then his knee brace came off. He took it off at one point, and then obviously got knocked out of the game later on.
Well, they put everybody up in the box, and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith had so much one-on-one. If the Eagles... Here's the thing, Maggie. Because of that specific dynamic, I think the Eagles could have scored 50 if they wanted to. I'm not kidding. They put everybody up at the line. There were a couple plays where he missed A.J. Brown long, too. They could have scored just like they did against the Commanders. That offense could have really picked it up and scored more points. Do you agree that they basically slowed it down a bit?
Well, not just that. I mean, they put Kenny Pickett in the game who couldn't get a first down and end the game, which was tough, you know, from a personal standpoint, because I had Mahomes under passing attempts, and I was like, oh my gosh, Kenny Pickett's going to ruin this for me. I think they definitely could have. They kept their foot on the gas, you know, in the turnover on downs. That was late in the third quarter, that turnover on downs? And you thought, okay, maybe they'll just sort of run the, no, it was in the fourth quarter. They'll just sort of run the clock out here, try to eat as much clock as possible, and instead they go for everything to Smith, and they end up scoring a touchdown. I mean, the Eagles were not going to be denied. They smelled blood in the water, went totally for the jugular. But yeah, I mean, Saquon Barkley's final line, 25 carries for 57 yards. Longest run was 10 yards. But then in the pass game, 6 receptions for 40 yards. Not a lot of explosive plays, Pearl. Never got in the end zone. But I think the fact that they kept Barkley as part of the, like, staying on schedule on the game plan allowed the Eagles to be themselves on offense.
Absolutely. All the big explosive plays by other guys, credit Saquon Barkley. Give him 20% of that play because everybody was watching him.
It was just like, who got to play their game? The Eagles got to play their game on both sides. And that's generally what the Chiefs' MO has been. That's always against my Bills. They always play their game and they play it at the highest level in the biggest moments. And last night, the Chiefs were completely discombobulated on offense because of the Eagles' defense. And meanwhile, the Eagles were out there just running their stuff.
Maggie, I have to ask you another tough question. When you saw that blowout and the way the Chiefs played, was there a regret that Buffalo couldn't do the same thing?
Oh, yeah. I think Buffalo would have gave you guys a better game last night. To be honest, I think anyone would have given you a better game last night. I think a lot of this was on the Chiefs. They no-showed part of this, Pearl. I think that's – I'm not trying to take anything away from your Eagles. You guys won 40-22, and it was way more lopsided than that. I just think, like, last night the Chiefs just looked so – utterly beatable. Just had the formula.
If the Eagles played the Bills, who would the Eagles have to worry about as far as pass catchers?
I don't think that now we're going into hypotheticals. I don't think the Bills would have abandoned the run in the way that the Chiefs did. I think the Bills would have still been giving the ball to James Cook, and we'll see what would happen.
Andy Reid said after the game, we knew coming in the Eagles are great against the run. They're just okay against the pass. So I don't think that formula would have worked. I think the Eagles were going to beat anybody on this given Sunday.
Well, you get to say that for sure, and I'm not going to argue with you because they looked so good. But obviously, because we got such a blowout, and for a lot of us, it was not to say boring, but would have loved a closer game. Would have loved anyone else in there besides the Chiefs, quite frankly.
What we could say, that game was boring because it was not. It was boring because the Chiefs were so flat.
Yep.
You said it to start the show. They just did not look engaged for some reason.
It was like, guys, wake up. History. Legacies. I mean, we're going to talk about this game forever. Chris is in Alabama. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. As a Saints fan, when it comes to rooting for the team, I was rooting for the media, even though it was in our own dome, and some of the players were former Saints players and draft picks we could have picked up on, i.e., which it could have been Lamar Jackson or Jalen Hurts, but everyone would call Jalen Hurts, even Eagles fans, Taysom Hill 2.0 and wrote him off. Look at him now. It's something else when you think about it, though. When you think of what happened, it wasn't just the Eagles that won last night, it was America. Why? Because we don't get Taylor Swift shoving her face every single second, as if she's a Mormon, as if it was a Mormon handling off a pamphlet of the Watchtower. We don't get it here constantly this season. The NFL draft, you know, the NFL draft, and Pat Mahomes rubbing it in our face. He's won when he made their first round draft pick, and most of all, we get rest ball. And hey, for us Saints fans, at least we finally can say we have an idea of who's going to be our new HC. Outside of that, when it comes to the halftime show, with us Saints fans, I say decent enough, we'd rather Lil Wayne probably been there.
Yeah.
In New Orleans. Because the Drake and Kendrick stuff is kind of just dragged out at this point.
Kendrick killed. He's over. Like, this ended in the summer. Chris, thank you. Wide-ranging call. Agree with a lot of your points. Kendrick put an end to this beef and then used the halftime show to just, like, really drive the point home. We'll get into that and some of the more auxiliary stuff. Yeah, Pearl, go ahead.
Yeah, I was actually a little surprised there were more guest appearances. I always expect that. Any Super Bowl halftime, I'm of the 2012 version where 42 different acts would come out. That's my favorite kind of halftime show.
We have polls up for you on X. Did it feel good to see the Chiefs get crushed in the Super Bowl? And you heard a little from Chris there in Alabama. He liked that. Right now, 61% of you are saying yes. And should the Chiefs loss in the Super Bowl put a pause on the Mahomes GOAT talk? 82%, Brady's still the GOAT. Mahomes had a chance here last night, and it just felt like they played around with it, Pearl.
He had a chance of what?
to close the gap on Brady for the GOAT debate. God.
No, well, okay, but he didn't have a chance in the game.
No. He had a chance at history, and it was just a total flop.
Well, I'll tell you, after the game, Mahomes looked incredibly cool and collected in the sense that I was like, oh, boy, I feel bad for the AFC. He looked like, in his eyes, he looked like I am coming back with a vengeance. Now, who knows? And at some point, Andy Reid's going to retire. Travis Kelce might retire. So maybe this whole thing won't stay together. But I think Mahomes has goatness in him, just like Brady. I'm not saying he's better than Brady, but he's got that incredible killer in him. So I don't think he's going to be discouraged after this, Maggie, unfortunately for your Bills.
Perloff in New Orleans soaking up the Eagles' W. They are the Super Bowl champs. Super Bowl 59 goes to the Birds. What did Saquon Barkley say about the future, though, of this Philadelphia team? Someone's talking very, very big after he completed what was a storybook season. See you guys on the phones, taking your calls all morning long on last night's game at 855-212-4227. If you want to watch the show, Perloff has already done two outfit changes in his studio in New Orleans. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet, Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and on X at Maggie Gray. We also say good morning to our Infinity Sports Network affiliates and on SiriusXM channel 375. Tap in. Welcome back. Philadelphia Eagles, your Super Bowl champs, and they did it with style, everything. Just cruising to victory. And Perloff, you had said it through the week that you agreed with Chris Sims, who threw out the idea that if the Eagles were going to win this game, they had to crush the Chiefs. And I think I disagreed with it. I said, no, I thought the Eagles could win a close game. I didn't think they had to crush them. But to me, going into the game, it was impossible to even imagine in your brain that the Chiefs could play this bad or that the Eagles' defense was going to make the offense look this bad because, yeah, we saw it in Tampa and against Brady's Bucks back in 2020 in COVID year. But you thought Mahomes has come so far since then, and we've given him so much more respect, more due. They've won two more Super Bowls since then. There's no way they would repeat those mistakes. And I think what it comes down to is even if you are one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, which Mahomes will go down as when this is all said and done, there is nothing, there's no elixir for a great defense. Like, the great defense is so cliched, but they will always find a way. And Philadelphia did that last night.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Although it was a question about whether the Chiefs' O-line, it had looked good with Joe Thuney moving outside the left tackle, but I think there were some questions. Remember, Maggie, a few weeks ago, like, oh, is this O-line going to all come together? And it really had. You know, the entire offense looked better the last six games than it had all year long.
Yep.
They never got over 30 during the season than they did against your Bills. So I thought the Chiefs' offense was fixed to a large degree. So you're right. I knew the Eagles' defense was good. I thought it was going to be good. But I had no idea this Chiefs' offense was going to show up. It was exactly like the Tampa. They just could not protect him for 1 second. And then Mahomes started to try and make these plays. We've seen him done in the past. It wasn't there. The team construction is wrong, Maggie. I'm sorry. I never thought they got away with not having any speed, but it really showed up last night.
Yeah, you know what? And Xavier Worthy, obviously, is the speed guy, and he ends up scoring two touchdowns in this game last night. But you know what? Is he, like, not... It's almost like a luxury piece to have Xavier Worthy. Would they have been better off not adding a skill position player, but adding a lineman? I mean, we can say that now. The night of the draft, I was upset because my Bills basically handed Worthy to their biggest opponent. But to be honest, like, those are luxury pieces. It's almost more of a Cowboys move, you know, if they were going to add an Ashton Jeanty or something. You got to build on the line, and that's where the Chiefs may have lost the plot for this season.
I totally – what you say in principle makes perfect sense. But in reality, and the Cowboys have the same problem, you need speed on the outside or you just make the defense's job so easy. Xavier Worthy was a lifeline to that offense. So if they didn't have Xavier Worthy, then who on earth were the Eagles worried about? Hollywood Brown's not good. DeAndre Hopkins is washed. Kelce, he's washed. Can we say it?
This was a tough one for Kelce. This was a very tough game.
All the Noah Grays and the Juju's and the
Justin Watsons. Yep.
Those guys aren't fast enough. So I kind of disagree with you because, you know, speed makes the defense adjust. all this cover two and trying chipping down the field, it's hard. So I think they need both. To be honest, they need a couple extra draft picks.
855-212-4227. We're asking you a couple questions today. Did you enjoy watching the Chiefs get kicked around a little bit last night? Overwhelmingly, you guys are saying yes to that. And also, does this put a pause on the Mahomes GOAT debate? You know, he was right there. If he had gotten the three-peat, you could say, listen, maybe he's past Brady already. He wouldn't have seven, but he would have done something no quarterback in history would have ever done. And instead, it was probably the worst game of his life. I mean, I don't know if we go back to the Texas Tech film, but as far as being a pro, he's never been sacked this much. He's never had a playoff game with this many turnovers. I mean, it was just a nightmare for Mahomes out there. Anthony is in Wichita. Anthony, what do you think about Mahomes?
Well, I'm going to say it like this. As far as pausing on the GOAT talk, I don't think we pause it, because if you pause Mahomes on the GOAT, and granted he has two Super Bowl losses, well then, did Brady get a pause because he lost twice to the New York Giants? So that's my argument for that. So no, because as long as they keep this team intact, and they might pick up some key pieces during the offseason, because there's talk they may get George Pickens because Tomlin is tired of his actors. So you got another weapon in there to give Mahomes to work with, and you know what he does when he has weapons. But like you said, the battle is won in the trenches. And as much as it seems like there's a lot of talk that the Eagles is not getting enough credit, they won that game in the trenches.
Yep.
And the big Achilles heel for the Chiefs has been their offensive line. Yes, they looked good the last month of the season, but at the end of the day, the offensive line was usually their Achilles heel, so they need to fix that. So, no, you don't take Mahomes off the GOAT talk. You don't pause it because there's a chance they will be back again next year. But I want to give some credit to Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Because even Patrick Mahomes said in his press conference, he says, I don't see why come he's not getting enough credit that he does get. And yes, it was a good pickup to pick up Saquon Barkley, but at the end of the day, you still need a quarterback. And Jalen Hurts did exactly what he needed to do all season long to get his team there. And he rightfully deserved the MVP. One of my coworkers said this. He said, Jalen Hurts didn't win that game, the defense won it. That's true. The defense did win it. But at the same time, the defense didn't score 40 points. That came from the offensive side. So while we're talking about Mahomes and what's wrong with the Chiefs, let's also give Jalen Hurts some credit. I want to say thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
You guys have a blessed day. I'm
Anthony,
out.
Same to you. Solid call. I want to react to a couple things about it. Prof, I want you to take the Jalen Hurts side of this, because you had said that he's like a sixth man, or that's what it felt like on this playoff run. But last night, set a record for most rushing yards ever by a quarterback in a Super Bowl, and he was exactly what the Eagles needed to play like that and to build the lead and still continue to take shots. I mean, so uber impressed with Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah, I am impressed, and I agree with every single point he had. One thing about it, though, he was kind of a sixth man again, because we're trying to figure out the MVP during the game, and I'm sure you were too, Maggie. Jalen Hurts just wasn't putting enough passing yards up. We're like, oh, man, he's just not passing enough to have a good enough line to get this MVP. The running was great. What happened to the knee injury against the Rams? Have you ever seen an injury go away more significantly? He looked healthier the last two games than he had looked in years. I thought the guy was hobbled, and he really was not.
He looked great. And those design runs and the quarterback keepers that they started doing more late in the second quarter and into the third quarter were perfect. Because Barkley wasn't, you know, Barkley was chipping away, but he wasn't able to really get free at any point. But because the Eagles kept going to him, you had to keep accounting for him. And it just left these lanes for Jalen Hurts where he's picking up 8 yards, 9 yards, 11 yards on these quarterback keepers and wasn't taking any hits.
Well, also, one thing, the defense did score basically 17 points. I mean, the defense delivered a lot
of offense. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. 855-212-4227. Coming up later, we'll get Perloff's top five moments for being in the stadium last night. He's still in New Orleans celebrating this Eagles dub. And I will give you the top five moments for all the Chief haters last night. Some things you could really sink your teeth into if you... We're happy to see the dynasty get put on pause.
Oh, is that a Bills fan perspective? Now you get to get your comeuppance against Kansas City?
It's America's. It's America's perspective, bro. America, this one's for you. Andrew Bogish, we'll get back to the phones in a minute. Andrew Bogish is here with the latest headlines.
Maybe along those lines, let me try to kill the Philly buzz for a second. Joel Embiid told ESPN before yesterday's 135-127 loss in Milwaukee that he might need another more extensive surgery on his troublesome left knee. This one would require a lengthy recovery. Embiid needs to see how the knee feels after this season. He initially hurt it last February.
Bogus, you cannot get to me with Joel Embiid news. Never, ever again. That will not affect me.
Remember last week when he said that he's back? And now he's saying, I probably need a huge surgery.
And I bet Philadelphia fans are like, and you know what? Why don't you go rehab in, Siberia? Like, we don't care.
Yeah. You guys have to pay rent into an MRI tube.
Can we get Luka Doncic for Joel Embiid? That's what we're all wondering.
Didn't even get a chance to make a phone call. What a shame.
Otherwise, away from Embiid, the party does continue in Philly because...
In the pistol, on the NFL logo, from the Kansas City 46, Eagles take over, first and 10, the shotgun snap, the fake handoff, and Hurts drops back 5, winds up, one arching pass, down the middle, it's caught over the shoulder in the end zone, touchdown Smith!
That's Kevin Harlan on Westwood One, the 46-yard beauty to Devontae Smith gave Philly a 34-0 lead in the third quarter. The Chiefs still hadn't been in Eagle territory at that point. Jalen Hurts finished the 40-22 route with 3 total touchdowns, a Super Bowl quarterback record, 72 rushing yards, and the MVP trophy.
Still processing it, you know. It's been a long journey. It's been a journey of ups and downs and highs and lows, and I've always stayed true to it in the end, and having this vision of just being the best that I can be.
Patrick Mahomes still processing 3 turnovers, including a pick 6. Plus, he was sacked 6 times. Travis Kelce only caught 4 passes.
I mean, they just got after us on all 3 phases. And then on top of that, you know, turnovers, penalties, playing behind the sticks on offense is just drop passes. Not taking advantage of, you know, the play call and executing. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. You don't lose like that without everything going bad.
And his girlfriend got booed. So the Chiefs are not the first team to pull off a Super Bowl three-peat. The last team to win 3 straight NFL crowns remains the 65-67 Packers, the 2000-02 Lakers, the last team to three-peat in any of our 4 major leagues.
Okay, couple things there. One, they did go to Pat Riley and ask him about the three-peat,
yes,
who Pat Riley has the trademark on. All-time jinx.
Well, I thought the NFL did that.
Oh, it was not the Chiefs?
I thought the NFL talked to Pat Riley's people.
Convenient story. Okay, and then the second one. Do you think Taylor Swift's ever been booed before?
It appeared that she hadn't, based on her reaction last
night. She was like, what is this sound? That's this cacophony. Like, I'm sorry, aren't people supposed to be shrieking every time they see me? And Eagle fans, Perloff, I don't know how loud it sounded in the stadium. On TV, it was very clear.
It might as well have been the link. I mean, it was not a Super Bowl crowd. It really wasn't.
So your guess is she was being booed because she was the enemy of the Eagles. That wasn't anything bigger statement about her.
No, I was wondering, was it Chiefs fatigue? Because she's the face of Chiefs fatigue because the overcoverage is because of her.
Right.
Right?
So they were booing her because she's a Chief, not because of anything bigger than that.
No, I mean,
we're deeper.
I don't know what you got. Something I'm.
Well, I don't know if that was more about politics and the red and blue, or just because she was a Chiefs fan and those are an Eagles building. She was getting booed like as if she was in Philadelphia.
I'm not touching that one. You think it might have been her politics?
Well, I'm just you were the one that was there, and you could judge the building better.
I can't ask why Bill from Pensauken is booing Taylor Swift. I don't know.
No, but if it was 70% Eagles fans, then my guess is the booing was because she was a Chief representative. No.
All the booing and cheering was based on a Philadelphia perspective.
Yeah.
Like, a good Philly play got cheered, and any KC play got booed. But, you know, Trump got him. I don't know what it sounded like. Trump got a very... mixed. There were definitely boos and cheers for Trump. So it was the
crowd sounded more positive on TV.
There were some boos too, but there were a lot of cheers. Yeah, everything did come up Philly. Taylor, I'm not sure. There was a any time a Philly celebrity came on, people went crazy, like Kevin Hart. I don't know what was on TV, but they showed a lot of Philly people.
Kevin Hart didn't go well on TV.
No, well, I mean, and I credit Brady. He was very, I thought Brady was very good in this game. We'll hand out some grades later, a little report card. So, Pearl, if you said you were listening, even though you were in the building, you can listen to the broadcast. They hand out like these little earpiece things. And I thought Brady was good. And most importantly, I thought he was loose. And,
wow.
You know, the game was a blowout, so there was a little bit more time. And I thought he came in with the stories, talking about losing to the Giants, how long it took for him to get over it. And then he did the great thing of taking a shot at Kevin Hart, who obviously was, like, a big part of the Tom Brady roast and definitely made some cracks about Giselle and the jiu-jitsu instructor. And Brady was great. He goes, the camera goes on Kevin Hart, and he goes, man, I'm surprised the camera could find Kevin Hart.
Oh, great line.
Great line. Totally delivered. And Kevin Burkhart's like, well, you never know on any given day. I'm like, oh, Kevin. How
Kevin
did you?
Kevin missed it. Sweet Kevin.
Yeah. You missed it. This is like Aaron Judge in center field. How did you drop this?
It was the Yankees
freaking World
inning.
Series, yeah. Man.
Oh,
thanks,
Kevin,
guys.
Lay out. Sorry.
I'm surprised. I am genuinely surprised that you thought Tom Brady did a good job. Not that he didn't do a good job. But you tend to be hypercritical of the color guys. Like, you have a high bar. And yeah. I got to be honest, I got some texts that weren't on the same page. I think a lot of people, like my father-in-law, had never heard Brady do a game before. He's a Patriots fan. He's like, what is this?
He's a Pats fan. I feel like he would have to love Brady just on principle. But I thought Brady, it was easily his best game. I thought he was great. I really
I do.
I thought he was excellent.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I the parts I heard... I just thought that he wasn't adding a lot of extra juice. Like, I think that there was a... We just heard Kevin Harlan in this thing. Like, just hearing his voice call that play, I was, like, ready to jump through the screen. I did not get that from the telecast.
Well, that, to be honest, though, Kevin Harlan, that's Burkhart.
Yeah.
Like, and here's the other part. I think Fox did a lot of... I think they did some things really well in this game, but there were a lot of things I thought it lacked. I thought they were not really quick on replays. We didn't see enough replays. Mm. There were whole plays like the sack fumble, the third turnover. I mean, this is a huge moment in the game. The game was out of reach, but Mahomes is spiraling. Then you get a sack fumble that may have had a face mask. We don't get more than one replay. Like,
and what's his name wanted
no
part of that.
Oh, I know, Pereira. But then the other part is they missed extra points. Like, I know it's an extra point. It's not fun. But Jake Elliott has been a disaster this whole season. We can't see the extra point at all. Like, can we see the plays in the game?
They didn't show the extra point?
They missed, I think, two or three extra
definitely
points.
Definitely missed at least one, yeah.
It
wasn't a great night. They also didn't know why there was a penalty after the strip sack, even though everyone who watched saw that the guy dunked on the goalpost. And I was like, well,
they never showed that.
That's a penalty. No, I saw it.
Yeah.
But, like, first of all, the camera barely showed it, so you kind of couldn't
replay.
See. But I saw it. They never showed a replay of him dunking on the goalpost to emphasize why there was a penalty. And Pereira, in a low voice, is like, yeah, you touched the goalpost. And then Brady's like, oh, okay, that's why. Pereira's like, yeah. I'm like, come on, Pereira. I know the game is a blowout, but, like, can you explain to the people what's going on? I saw it, but nobody else knows what's going on.
Also, can we get Milton Williams? Can you put his full name out there?
Yeah,
I'm now
too.
Being nitpicky.
What
He's
do you
not
mean?
Exactly a household name. He came up with a huge sack early in the game. They never refer to him as his full name. We got no biographical, nothing. And then he comes up and recovers the fumble, the sack fumble. Or he didn't recover it. He forced it, right? And we still got, like, nothing about this guy. Like, these are big plays in the Super Bowl, and I feel like they were a little lost on those. But
one thing.
Brady was good.
A good Super Bowl MVP vote would have been for Jake Elliott, because not only did he had to hit, like, six extra field goals.
I know, because they kept getting flagged for penalties. Your special teams was terrible.
Which is another thing.
He kept bailing them out.
Another thing they didn't do well, because I don't understand what either one of those penalties were for that were on the snapper.
Oh, there was a controversial false start where I didn't think the center moved, but
I heard
there was a lot of debate about that.
Also, credit to the Eagles special teams, did recover two onside kicks, which I know is really hard to recover them anyway if you're the Chiefs, but that's a talent. So, Jake Elliott definitely bailed them out. He nailed a 50-yarder. It feels like it's been 6 months since he's done that.
He was hitting right down the middle, too. Like, he looked nothing like he's looked for the last month and a half, 2 months.
It's like, were you in a trance?
Yeah,
like,
I don't
what
know
happened?
Going on.
No, Jake Elliott nailing all those field goals was definitely an upset.
Somebody told me their big, big prop of the Super Bowl was Harrison Butker over 7.5 points.
Oof.
That wasn't even close.
We didn't even see him. He didn't even do the onside kicks. Someone else did him, right?
It was a big dude.
Yeah, someone did one of them. Chenault
or
something, right?
Non-kicker, I think it was kicking the... Yeah, it was...
Like, what happened to the Chiefs?
The Chiefs were on plan, like, K. Like, plan A, B, C, D, E, F were all gone. They were on a whole different... They were on, like, hieroglyphics in terms of their plans.
You go to the sidelines, just a bunch of playbooks on fire. Like, you shouldn't do that.
I guess in their defense, they did back in the... In the summer, talk about having what's his name? Who's their defensive back that can kick? They talk about him having him kick
Justin
off.
Reed.
Justin Reed. Justin Reed.
Because they wanted to have 11 guys that could tackle in this new thing. So it's not far from them to put it in the same theory as this guy onside kicks, and it's not Butker going into the pile.
Right.
It's this dude who's a linebacker, a defensive lineman trying to.
And to be fair,
it.
We know our 49er fans who are so faithful to the show. We'll talk about them coming up this week, but. How many kickers did they lose this year who are trying to make tackles?
True.
Like three different guys. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. Bogish, thank you. See you guys on the phones. So much more to do. We got to grade more of the broadcast, the commercials, so much more of the game to get into. Oh, yeah, the game. 40-22. Perloff's Birds flying high this morning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Move. Welcome back. Maggie Gray here in the New York studio. Andrew Perloff in the New Orleans studio, where his birds are the toast of the town after whooping on the Chiefs. 40-22 is the final score. Was not that close. Let's get to Ramon, who's in Indianapolis, our pal. Ramon, this was just a full throttle beatdown by the Philadelphia Eagles, huh?
Yeah, good morning to everyone, and good morning, Maggie. Perloff, I know I'm happy. Boy, I used to live in the Philly area. Boy, I loved it up there back on Walt's Crabs on South Street and stuff like that. That was some years ago. But it's just wonderful. It was wonderful to see. Can we get the hate off of Jalen Hurts now? I just didn't like anything I heard from the world leader and the second world leader network last week. I mean, it's like if you win, you win. You're a winner, you're a winner, and you have to be included as a winner. And he did it yesterday with style. So I don't know if he's included in that top five discussion now, but I think Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson got to go down because winning puts you ahead of people. That's just the way it is. Charles Barkley don't like it. I'm sorry. It puts you ahead when you win. Xavier Worthy's yards, that was empty calories, as Shannon would say. The game was pretty much over. Matter of fact, in the fourth quarter, I think Philly had some last catch. Those was bench players in. So, you know, he did okay. But Mahomes just looked different. He didn't look like he was used to that. Philly must have studied some real good tape on him. And getting that pressure with four, they talked about it on NFL Network yesterday. A lot of teams now are going to look at the blueprint on getting those defensive linemen, if you get pressure with four, look at the great Bears teams, look at the great Giants teams, even Buffalo, Bruce Smith, who I met, had the pleasure of meeting a couple of times. They got pressure with four.
Yep.
If you get pressure with four on any team, it makes you better. So I'm rejoicing in it. We got new champion now, new team in a sport. Need to see something new in baseball, new in basketball, and keep on going. But it's just a wonderful day. And Jalen Hurts, let's get him the credit and the flowers he's due and put him now in that top five squarely with all the rest of those guys. What do you guys think? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Ramon. Perloff, I mean, you're the Eagle fan, and even you call Jalen Hurts the sixth man on the team, which I don't think you mean as a slight. It's but what do you think?
Well, I grew up a Sixers fan, and we had Bobby Jones, sixth man of the year. It was awesome. Yeah, sixth man was probably not good. I kind of regret that statement. But I do not put him actually. I would still, if I was going to do a quarterback ranking, I don't think he cracks my top five. And that's, I really have to think about it, but Josh Allen, by the way, I've not gotten your take on Josh Allen winning the MVP yet because you were off Friday, and I'm dying to hear that. But still, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and obviously Patrick Mahomes have achieved a lot. Jalen Hurts is just different. He does not throw at that volume. He didn't have 3,000 passing yards this year. I know he missed a couple games, but still, how do you put him in the top five with those numbers?
Well, here's the thing. How about efficient? I mean, 17 for 22, 221 yards last night, two touchdowns, did have that one pick, but it didn't lead to any points because KC had to punt after that. And then with his legs, 11 carries, 72 yards, and a touchdown on the ground, the tush push. And that was a record for champs. My thing about Jalen Hurts is whether you put him five or six or seven or wherever you have him in terms of, like, you know, where he is in the NFL, I think that he is probably the most impressive to me, and here's why. The amount of humbling moments that have happened to this dude on the biggest stage, and for him to use that as fuel to make himself better. Benched in a freaking national title game, and your team goes on to win. Tua comes in and saves the day, doesn't transfer immediately, then goes to Oklahoma, loses the Heisman to Burrow. Second round pick, even though he probably should have been a first round pick, second round pick, has to sit, goes to the Super Bowl, loses, then goes back to the Super Bowl. Now he wins. He's MVP. Like, you know, there is part of this that is like bigger than the stat sheet. And I think that's the Jalen Hurts. Like, You just want to look at the numbers. You're missing the magic with Jalen Hurts because his story is so good.
That 221 has an asterisk. That was, everyone was watching Saquon. Easiest passing yards ever.
That from the Eagle fan who's in New Orleans still partying the night away.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.